Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's Mary Dixon.
President Trump called for unity in his first State of the Union address, in which he called for compromises on immigration and infrastructure. Trump offered few new policies, but touted the effects of recently approved tax cuts and the elimination of the Obamacare individual mandate. He did not mention Russia's meddling in the 2016 election or the special counsel's investigation into whether Trump's campaign coordinated with it. The president told a South Carolina congressman last night that he would release a classified memo written by House Intelligence Chair Devin Nunes. It reportedly criticizes the FBI's surveillance of a Trump campaign official. The Justice Department has warned its release would put classified data at risk. Governor Rauner set to deliver a State of the State address in Springfield today. Wisconsin lawmakers are holding a public hearing on Governor Walker's proposal to make food stamp recipients, including those who are parents of school-aged children, work or be in a job training program. Authorities are trying to determine what caused a big apartment building fire in Westmont. More than two dozen fire departments have been putting it out this morning. Chicago police are looking for a man who shot and killed his accomplice as they tried to break into a house in Lincoln Square last night. Did you see the super blue moon in the western sky earlier this morning? It was extra close to us, super, and the second full moon of the month, so blue. And then there was a lunar eclipse making it kind of reddish, blood. NASA reports it's the first time in 150 years that all three have occurred at once. It's 8:01. On XRT, Blackhawks beat the Predators 2-1 with Anton Forsberg in net. Tonight, the Bulls play in Portland. It's going to be blustery today with highs in the mid-40s. Chance of flurries late tonight and lows in the mid-20s. Partly sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-20s. It's 32 degrees at the Lake, Midway, and O'Hare.
Our old friends Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats are coming to town at the end of May to play Huntington Pank.
Come on, Bramer. Come on, you can do it.
You know what? Venues should be limited to no more than three words. But here we go. To play the Huntington Bank Pavilion at Northerly Island, a beautiful venue down there by the lake. And we're going to have some tickets to give away to see them.
No matter what you call it, seeing that band in that place is going to be fantastic.
And it'll be warm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.